Today is Sunday, January 8th, 2023, and this...
But several young men learned the hard way that gambling can put your money at risk, and sometimes your life.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 859.
Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
I am cozy. How are you?
I'm just fine. Happy to be here with you today.
Same.
We're going to discuss our Vegas wishes, which we do every year.
Okay.
I'd like to start the show by taking you back in time a little bit, though, if that's okay with you.
Okay. For now.
Okay. The year was 1992. Sir Mix-a-Lot was tearing up the charts with his... Declaration of love for big butts.
Oh, yes.
Wayne and Garth lit up the silver screen, and America couldn't get enough of a sassy newswoman named Murphy Brown. 13 years later, 500 by Midnight was born. This is the 18th anniversary show. Tomorrow, Monday, the 9th of January, marks the 18th anniversary of the first podcast, and we've been doing it ever since. And here we are today.
Here we are today.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who knew?
I didn't. So that's it. That's the extent of our 18th anniversary celebrations for this this show. I'm thinking for 20, I'll actually maybe put some effort into it.
Okay.
But I like to at least note the occasion. And yeah, I can't believe we've been doing it that long. That's crazy. So thanks to everybody. There are a handful of... people who have been with us from the start.
Yes, and thank you.
Thank you to those of you who have been listening for that long. It's quite impressive and a little sad, but we appreciate it. And yeah, I was...
Thank you for being with us on our journey.
Our life's journey. I was recently, a few weeks ago, I don't remember what I was looking for, but I went back into my... I don't throw away much email, like my Gmail mailbox... I've got everything from when I first signed up.
Yeah.
And I went back really, really early, like to write shortly after the, when the podcast first started, I didn't have Gmail yet, but it was shortly after that, that I got it. And I was looking at some stuff in there and I marveled at the names of some of the people that I was getting emails from who I know are still listening today. Some who we're friends with. I found the emails from Hunter and Mike E. About meeting up in Las Vegas for the first time that we ever met them.
That was a wonderful night.
Yeah. So that was a fun little trip back in time. Anyway, moving along, thank you for joining us for this 18th anniversary celebration. This podcast is listener supported by amazing folks who support the show week in and week out. We have a returning patron this week, Whitney Breedow. Thank you, Whitney, for coming back, joining us again. Longtime patrons include Rebecca Forsyth, Jared Cook, David Steger, Christopher Smith, and Trisha Ward.
Thank you.
Thank you to these and all of our patrons. We do appreciate your support. If you would like to support the podcast, you can visit patreon.com/500. We throw some bonus content your way as our way of saying thank you. That's how it works. We should probably do, maybe in February we'll do a chat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those are always a good time. We'll do one of those. I've got some other stuff I need to take care of, too. But
oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you to all of our patrons.
Some mail.
Awesome. Yeah, I got some stuff I have to get in the mail. So, all right. A little bit of news before we get to our Vegas wishes. A couple things to discuss. You may remember a while back, or maybe you don't, because it hasn't been discussed in a long time, but the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, which owns the convention center, a long time ago, they bought the Riviera. They tore it down. They used part of the land for their expansion. They were going to use all of the land for their expansion, but then they ended up buying a different chunk of land nearby and ended up reconfiguring and using that instead. So they were selling 10 acres of property on the Las Vegas Strip that used to be occupied by Riviera, and they had announced that it was going to be purchased by a Chilean company that was planning to build a resort. And it was a legit company in that they've actually built stuff before. Well, the deal didn't close by a deadline in December, and as a result, the Convention and Visitors Authority has terminated the deal, and now that land is back up for sale. They got to keep a $7 million non-refundable deposit as part of the deal.
Ah.
So that'll probably pay taxes on it for, I don't know. I don't know what the taxes are on that land, but I don't know, for a time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that Chilean company is no longer involved. They said that the market conditions were such that they decided they didn't want to go forward with it. So that's why it fell through. I would imagine this land will probably end up selling pretty quick, I would think. Now that Fontainebleau is going strong and looks to be probably opening at the end of the year, that certainly increases the interest in that area of the Strip. Siegel Group purchased another, I think it was 10-ish acres right next to that not that long ago. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them purchase it to have a larger chunk of land. What they do with it, I don't know. But that wouldn't be a shock. But we'll keep an eye on that. And if you have, $100 million in your pocket, you might want to put a bid down if you wanted. Always dreamed of having some property on the Strip. Last week, we discussed a bunch of show closings. We've got another one to add to the list. We previously talked about Legends in Concert, which is closing but probably will show up somewhere else. Then there was... Extravaganza at Horseshoe, whatever recently failed at Paris. Anyway, Venetian is joining the fun now. Freestyle Love Supreme. That was a new show from Lin-Manuel Miranda. It opened in November, and it's ending its run at the end of January. That did not last long at all.
No.
That guy was kind of the golden child for a while. It seems like maybe that Hamilton thing was all he had in the...
He did. A couple other things.
Did
after.
He?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was another movie musical thing that I can't remember the name of that seemed to do, not Hamilton well, but it seemed to do okay.
Okay. Well, maybe this is just a, I suspect this is more about location than necessarily the production itself.
Yeah. Because he even came to Vegas to like.
He opened it.
Yeah.
He did a couple.
And then didn't he come back to do a few shows in January? Or he's supposed to come back to do a few shows like mid-January, I think.
Oh, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a big surprise if you go on Ticketmaster and look at the seating chart for any shows. I looked at last night's show about an hour and 15 minutes before it was supposed to start. I'd say roughly 80% of the seats were still available. So people are not buying tickets for this show. Thus, it cannot survive long, and it is going away. Farewell, Freestyle, Love Supreme. What was that about? I don't even remember what the plot was on that one.
It was about love with some sour cream on top.
Thank you. All right. Couple
with a little freestyle rap.
I suspect there was no freestyling in it.
Yeah, probably. Well,
not
rehearsed.
A lot of improvisation in a musical show like that, typically. I could be wrong. I don't know. All right, moving along, we've got a couple Players Club changes to talk about. Over the past few years, Boyd Gaming has gutted what used to be a fairly respectable loyalty program.
To that I say boo.
It was Be Connected, now I think it's called Boyd Rewards or something.
They should
anyway,
just call it boo.
The most recent thing that they did that just happened is they eliminated an extremely generous benefit that was 40% discount when paying at casino restaurants. With points. That was a nice little cut, but now it's no more. There's no discount. They went from 40% off to
nothing. Why not just ease into it with like 20?
I know, or tier it.
Yeah.
So maybe keep the 40% for your highest level only. Mm-hmm. I can see why they might wanted to cut that because restaurant margins are relatively thin right now, and prices are increasing and all that. But to go
like,
from...
I get that, but...
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Boyd Gaming has lost a lot of customers, I think. Mm-hmm.
Is there any reason to...
I don't know. It's sad.
It is.
So yeah, that happened. Ellis Island, the slightly off-strip property beloved by value seekers, they are changing, or they have changed their, I think it's called Passport Club or something, their Players Club. They now have, instead of just your basic card level, they have tiers like many other programs. So, of course, depending on how much you play there, you can earn higher benefits and get more value out of that. I won't go through all of the specifics. You can certainly find that on the Ellis Island website. They have five tiers: bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and inner circle. What would would you like to be part of the Ellis Island inner circle?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. A couple of the tier benefits, it's a lot of your, you know, normal tier benefits you see, but there are a couple of them. Well, there's one specifically that's special for Ellis Island.
Uh-huh. And special to you.
To me?
Uh-huh.
One of the tier benefits is a skip the line pass for karaoke that you can use once a day. So you don't see that in a lot of Players Club benefit lists.
No.
So if you want to sing your heart out, you can put a lot of points on your Players Club card there and jump the line rather than sitting around waiting with the rest of the riffraff.
Having to suffer through Santeria.
Uh-huh. You can also have... You can reserve machines if you have a certain tier level. I don't know if that's a like, hey, when they're done, I want that machine, or if it's more like I'm leaving this machine. Can you turn it off till I come back from dinner? That's probably what that is.
Yeah.
And then other stuff you typically see: waived resort fees and comped suite upgrades. If you want to stay at what is that, a Motel 6 over there?
Uh huh.
Yeah. All right. Well. Good news for Ellis Island players. I guess they can get more value out of their time there. So, complete details on Ellis Island's website if you are so interested. All right, moving along. Each year around this time, we like to share our wishes for the new year. First, we like to review last year's wishes and see how we did, if any of them came true. I'm not playing it. You're looking at me like I'm going to play the Siegfried and Roy.
No, I was just thinking of... For all the children of the world, join hands in the spirit of harmony and peace.
Yeah, listening back to last year's wishes for the notes, we quoted that about 40 times.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why that's in my head.
Yeah. All right. So let's run through last year, see how we did. And
you just had this cadence that reminded me of it.
All right. Let's go through your list first from 2022.
Okay.
No, we typically do at least three. Mm-hmm. Last year our hearts were filled with many wishes, so we did a few more than that. Uh-huh. But
I've just got three this year. I have the minimum number of flair.
That's all right. I think I've got five this year. All right. So 2022 wishes. Your first one was for visible, positive, significant changes on Fontainebleau. I had pretty much the same one, just continuous, uninterrupted work on that. And that happened.
Yeah.
So, hooray, we got one right.
Yay.
Your second one was a limited engagement style. Almost residency.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said specifically 8 shows.
Oh, did
you're very specific.
Huh, wow.
From Lizzo. That and, has not happened.
And that's okay because she had her sights on world domination. And
I know, she's everywhere.
Yeah,
she's
doing I love it.
Fantastic job.
Please
so that
for
one,
her.
That one did not happen.
And that's okay.
There's still time. A lot of, sometimes our wishes happen years down the road.
Yeah.
We're just ahead of the curve with the things we'd like to see happening.
I know she has more tour dates planned for this year.
Yeah. I think it's a little early in her career to set up in Vegas.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
I think it'll happen maybe
at
some point.
Oh, she puts on such a good show. If she comes anywhere near your town, go. You will
It's a joy-filled
feel
show.
So good after and during. It's just positive and wonderful, and I can't say enough good things.
Another one you had for last year was for Las Vegas bars and restaurants to offer more mocktail options.
And I believe that is a thing.
Is that a thing more? No.
Oh,
more?
Yeah. It's, I. Yeah.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And yeah, if you decide to take a night off from drinking and don't feel like pounding club soda every night.
But still
night,
have delicious, yeah, tasty, fruity cocktails.
Yes, there you go.
You would... You had hoped to see a residency at the Chelsea at Cosmopolitan. That has not happened. Decided to mix it up a little bit.
Awesome.
And you also wanted to see, and this one's come up several times over the years.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
As you always so eloquently phrase it, Caesars Entertainment, maintain your shit. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the Price is Right horns in there too?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I was looking at this and I'm like, I'm not even going to wish for that anymore because.
I mean, they've had a couple things that they've done where they've improved things, like the new bar at Caesars and, you know, the new entryway. But for the most part, no, their properties still look like garbage. All right, my
Planet
wishes...
Hollywood carpet, we're looking at you.
At least fucking vacuum. My wishes last year, I had six of them.
Wow. Look at you.
We were still, and we still kind of are, but, you know, we were still dealing with a lot of the post-pandemic conditions, and...
I feel like we're gonna deal with that up and down for a while. Like, the supply chain is still fucked up,
yeah,
and staffing is still a little... I think it depends on the industry, and... Yeah.
So that was mine, was to return to relatively normal staffing and hours for restaurants and other, you know, places in Las Vegas.
It's gotten better, but...
it's gotten better, but it's still...
iffy.
Yeah, there's still some places that have more limited menus and aren't fully staffed. So yeah. That doesn't even get a sound effect.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's like Antiques Roadshow where it just stays the same value.
Yeah, there's nothing there. I was hoping that something would put the brakes on the Vegas Loop expansion. Technically, that hasn't really happened, but I don't think it's made a ton of
progress
yet. Yeah. I was checking on this, and I guess the next planned expansions, they're going to start working on the loop of Caesars properties, and then they're going to expand the current one to Westgate. But I don't know that they've started digging or anything. So.
Whatever.
They're supposed to have that stuff open this year, though, but it's not that. I'd be surprised if that stuff happens this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully something, I hope this one continues that to be delayed because it's just a big fucking bullshit concept. At least two strip casino, I was very specific on this one. At least two strip casino ownership changes, and then I had the caveat to experienced casino operators rather than investment firms like Apollo and such, without a current strip presence and not those that were already announced. That didn't really... Oh, so we'll just go ahead and go. We did have a lot of changes this year, but they were previously announced before I had made this. So, for example, your Mirage changing hands and Venetian changing hands and Tropicana, those had all been announced, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we were expecting at least one with Caesars who had been touting it was going to be selling a property,
right,
and that ended up not happening. So, nope. Residencies. Last year, my residency wish list for announcements included Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Pink, U2, and Duran Duran. U2 is strongly rumored but has not yet been officially announced.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, those have not happened.
Although Duran Duran played multiple dates at Wynn, but it doesn't really count.
Doesn't count. I'm hoping, though, the fact that they did their special Halloween show, that lights the fire under them to see that they can do something special for Las Vegas, and then maybe they want to look into that, but who knows.
Mm-hmm.
I already mentioned Fontainebleau work continuing uninterrupted, so that one happened. And then the other one was... either Binion's or a downtown Boyd casino sold to someone without a current Vegas presence. That has not happened.
You really should have turned off the fan before recording.
It wasn't the fan on
no?
that one. It was the background noise from the TV show.
Oh.
I know, and I didn't have time to do editing.
It's the spirit of the
so we've got a little
sound.
Hiss. I was wondering if you were going to notice that.
Yeah.
Sorry I let you down.
That's okay. I've recorded things without turning off the fan because it was, we have a fan that is supposed to help with the dog odor.
Well, it's allergens.
And allergens.
Yes. Anyway.
That we turn off for the show.
We've got some wishes for 2023.
Oh yeah, we do. Okay.
Let's tackle those. You want to go first?
Sure. So, I'm continuing on the Fontainebleau thing.
Okay.
And I wish to see Fontainebleau open in the third quarter of 2023.
The third, that would be early.
Or not the third, I mean the fourth. Okay. Sorry, the okay. fourth.
They said that they have said they're ahead of schedule. So
well, that would be nice.
But okay, by the end of the year.
Yes, by the end of the year, I would like to see it open. And okay. I would like to see it be more impressive than Resorts World.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Because Resorts World, it's good. It has its thing, but it, uh-huh. nobody's like overwhelmed by it.
True.
And I'd like to see... I'd like to see a new resort be built and people go, ooh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's a good one. I'll tag team with you on that one. I have pretty much the same thing, but mine is Fontainebleau and MSG Sphere opening by the end of the year.
Well, that's my second wish.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
You split them up.
I split them up.
All right. So there we go. Those are both supposed to open by the end of the year, and we'll see. The more I've been reading more about MSG Sphere, I'm really curious about this place. So,
I am too.
I'm excited to see it and all the tech and all that. But so they've got, you know, they're going to have concerts come in.
Yeah.
But one of the things I just read, and I don't know that this is 100% accurate, but I guess thinking about it, it seems logical that it can't really, well, it could be used for like one-off touring shows, but it's unlikely because they want to, you know, take advantage of the unique space that they have. So as a result, they would do all this customization. So it wouldn't make sense financially for one-offs to come in there. We'll see if that changes, that they might use it for more typical stuff. But they're also going to have these like custom shows that run frequently. Essentially, it's your immersive, you know, surrounded by stuff type show, but on a much grander scale. But this is a 17,000 seat venue. Like, how can that work out?
Well, they did spend, they are spending a butt ton of money on it. They need to make some of that back.
I know, but I'm just wondering. I'm very curious because, like, even just if you were going to have a daily, let's say you were going to have a daily showing of, you know, essentially an IMAX movie, except for it's completely surrounding you. They could have Laser Floyd. They could bring that back.
There you go.
I just, the staffing and opening a venue of that size for something like that, like, I don't see the demand being there at a high enough ticket price for it to make sense. So I'm fascinated by this project and how they're going to make it work. Time will tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have like a quarter sized version of this that they built in California where they're doing filming and testing and stuff that's been underway for a while. So, they're all in on this, and I know they're planning on building one in London, too.
Huh.
Maybe they're willing to take a hit on this one, because it'll be the kind of the pilot
test their beta thing, version.
I guess. I don't know. All right, so let's see. Is it my turn again? Or
I'll go, because we're still talking about MSG Sphere.
Okay.
I would like to see MSG Sphere also open by the end of the year with a U2 residency that is not Octoon Baby.
Oh, okay. Thank you for specifying that on my behalf. All right. I have some residency wishes.
Okay.
As I often do with this. I have three for my list this year. And this would be to be announced. They wouldn't actually have to happen this year, but to be announced.
Okay.
Number one, new to the list. I haven't had this one before. Avril Lavigne.
Ooh.
I've been on quite the Avril kick, and her latest album has
been enjoying the Avril Renaissance.
Nice little resurgence for Avril. And I would like to see, I think, she'd put on a good show. I could see her at Planet Hollywood, probably.
Yeah.
New Edition.
Oh, yes, please.
Now, they're on tour.
Yeah.
But, you know, could be. And they were rumored for one a few
years.
And
they had one for a while, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, you're right. They did.
Like Hard Rock?
Wait, did they? I know they were rumored for one. I don't know if they actually had one.
Or maybe a limited.
Yeah, they might have had a limited
I think they had like a run of shows. I don't know if it was a full-on residency.
Okay, so even if it's a comeback, I want to see a full-on limited edition, full lineup.
Yes, please. Yes, yes.
And then the last one is Cyndi Lauper.
Ooh.
I would like to see that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think these are all plausible.
Yep.
So we'll see.
And I'm in favor of all of those.
And then, of course, carryovers on all those from before. But do you have one more?
I have one more.
All right, what do you got?
I wish for you to experience another winning trip like you had where you had multiple Royals.
That's very kind, and I appreciate that. A little bit weak for a Vegas wish because it's only pertaining to me, but I appreciate your... I'll take that.
Okay.
I have a new goal now.
Yeah.
As I've told you recently, I just thought of it. This is not one of my Vegas wishes, although it's a me wish and it's Vegas related, so I guess it kind of is. I've had these, and maybe I'm getting greedy. Mm-hmm. I'm now where I want a jackpot large enough where I feel that I need to ask for a check.
Sweet.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm pinning that at. Maybe I have to decide what that threshold would be. Uh-huh. So that, because, I mean, you could conceivably ask for one for a lower amount, but
right.
I don't know, maybe $8,000. That seems reasonable. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But that would be fun. Okay, but that's not one of my official Vegas wishes. That's just a me wish.
That was just me thinking, shit, I need a third Vegas wish. I'd like good things to happen for you.
I appreciate that.
Let's wish for
that. That's very kind. Well, I have three more, so we can share my others if you'd like. Okay. This one is a bit of an outlier.
Hmm.
I would like to see, okay, with a lot of the property downtown Las Vegas potentially being on the market because of Tony Hsieh's passing a while back, mm-hmm. and I suspect that if there was a reasonable play for anything, the estate would probably be willing to. I know they've said they'd be willing to part with some things. I don't know if it's everything. There's two specific properties I would like to see at least one of them change hands,
mm-hmm.
and at least work to begin to reopen them as casinos.
Yeah.
Gold Spike, yep. which I think would be less work because that one,
yep,
you know, it's already in decent shape. You would just need to...
The gaming license?
No, the gaming license is active.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing about these. They've kept the gaming license active by doing the, you know, bringing a trailer with six machines or whatever the minimum is once a year.
Okay.
The other one is the Western. Now, the Western would take significantly more work.
Oh, yeah, it would.
To put that in any sort of shape. And I don't know if anybody really wants to open a casino down there, but... Because there is a gaming license attached to that land, I would think there'd be some value there. So mm-hmm. I would like to see one of those turned back into a casino. I can see Gold Spike. That, you know, it's got a hotel. It's got actually two hotels, but I don't know what they're, I suppose, I don't know if they're locked into leases with their, because didn't they turn the main hotel into apartments? And then they have the Oasis that they're using. That's where they had like the Real World suite mm-hmm. and... So anyway, I don't know what the logistics are, but that is my goal.
Oh.
Or my wish, I should say.
Your wish.
My goal. I'm not going to do it.
No.
substantial work underway on the Fertitta Strip Resort.
Yes.
They've already torn down
the
some stuff
lodge.
There. The Travel Lodge is gone. I don't think they've torn down the other buildings yet, but so hope to see that plowing forward so that it can open ideally in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And then... the announcement of resort development plans that are legit, like they feel legit at least, you know, uh-huh. we have a pretty good sense for that, announced for any of the currently underdeveloped North Strip land. So the stuff, the Riviera thing that we just talked about, mm-hmm. or the Seagull property or Wynn West, anything that's not currently a resort.
Yeah.
All Net Arena, that space, but I think that's going to, I mean, that's going to, next year will probably be when that goes back in the market, but we'll mm-hmm. see. So yes, I want to see something else new for the North Strip announced and hopefully underway, but at least announced.
Yep.
And not from Moon
not
Resorts.
From, yeah.
Moon Resort, by the way, I follow their social media still. That's the where they're going to build the replica of the moon.
Yeah.
And for a short time, they had it on the Wynn West land. The rendering on the Wynn Westland, and then Wynn said, nah, and then they suddenly switched it to Dubai or something.
Uh-huh.
They're not even talking about Las Vegas anymore. They are focusing on the Middle East for the first one, which, again, is probably never going to happen. But and then I saw an interview with the developer behind that, and when he listed off possible locations for the U.S., he said California. So, again, it doesn't matter because the project is so ridiculous. If they got one built, it would be a miracle, but to get like five of them built is, yeah. Anyway, but I don't think Vegas is even on the list anymore. Hmm. So RIP Moon Resorts for the second or third time since we've been doing this podcast. So there you go. Those are our wishes. I like our wish list. It's a tidy little, we've covered a lot of bases.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really have anything as far as restaurant trends.
No.
That's okay. We don't have to. Any other thoughts on our wishes before we move along?
Nah.
All right.
I got nothing.
We'll get to phone calls next week. I know we've got a few of those. I think we have a rebuttal from Mike E. on the me taking him to task for flying Southwest.
Ooh.
I haven't listened to it. I just saw the shitty transcript come in by email, and I could kind of make out bits and pieces of it. So we'll see what he has to say. We do have some Karma donations this week to thank folks for. We got a Karma donation from our longtime listener and friend, listener Bob. It's a donation. Oh, I have to talk about this. A donation for an artisanal scone for two at Cafe El Teatro.
Thank you, listener Bob.
Yes, thank you, sir. On our Facebook group, mm-hmm. Dorian, another friend of the show, longtime listener, had some stealthy video. The audio wasn't great, so I couldn't even hear the response. Maybe if I put on headphones, I could. But
he did ask the question.
He went in and asked the question that supposedly is a frequently asked question, is everything as artisanal as it seems? And kudos to him for doing that. Mm-hmm. Now, he posted pictures of stuff there. Their food looks fucking great.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really like good pastries and
quality
stuff. But I would like to encourage our listeners to indeed make that a frequently asked question since they've already. So if you happen to be in the area of Wynn Las Vegas and Cafe El Teatro, feel free to stop in and ask them. Is everything as artisanal as it seems? Whether you're buying anything or not.
Oh, my God.
Let's make it a frequently asked question. See how long it takes before they take that off the site or ask what the hell's going on.
I wish there was a way to pass it on to the marketing person who thought of that rather than the frontline workers.
It'll eventually get there, maybe. All right. Another Karma donation from David for a trip with his sweetie for her birthday. Happy birthday, David, sweetie.
Yes.
Staying three nights at Wynn, January 14th through the 17th. Hope you have a great time. Hey, you're going to be at Wynn. Swing by for a nice birthday pastry at Cafe El Teatro.
And let us know if it's as artisanal as it seems.
Yes. We've got a Karma donation from Andy in Chicago, the city that never sleeps. City of brotherly love. The city of broad shoulders. Seems like, I know none of those are really Chicago, but Chicago has a lot of nicknames.
Mm-hmm. The Windy City.
Windy City. You've got the...
Second City.
Chi-Town. I don't know why. I like Chicago.
I do too.
Annual trip for NFL Wild Card Weekend, watching football and gambling. Hopefully Andy's Packers will be playing. Yeah, good luck with that. I don't know today. I don't know that game tonight. That could go either way.
Are they at Lambeau though?
I don't know. Battle of the Bumblefucks 2023.
Yeah, there have been a lot of those.
Good luck to you during your trip and have a great time.
Yes, and thank you.
Jim and Mary staying seven nights at Delano on the 13th through the 20th. Plans for the trip include watching the Vikings win a playoff game. Maybe one. They might take the Giants. We'll see. I'm not even convinced of that at this point anymore. Pinball Hall of Fame, checking out the horseshoe and maybe a royal or two. Why stop at two? Go for three or four.
Yeah.
Good luck to you both. Have a great time.
Yes, good luck. Thank you. And hopefully the Vikings will play in the afternoon and not the evening.
Because of Cousins. Once it gets to the playoffs, it doesn't matter. It's all shittery.
Yeah.
All right. Chris said, it's Sunday, January 8th, and this is me leaving for Vegas.
Yay.
Thank you for all the great podcasts and for sharing my beer blog. Cheers, friends. I hope that you have a great time.
Yes.
You're welcome for sharing your beer blog.
What is the beer blog? It has Hop Happy.
Hop Happy. Search for Hop Happy. You'll find it. It's a really good site. I'm sorry. I should have noted that down. I'll post a link in the show notes. And I look forward to more Vegas-related content on there.
Yeah.
Always good to see that. And finally, Jim with a Karma donation for a trip to Las Vegas that is happening on the 9th through the 14th, spending two nights downtown and two on the Strip. Hope you have a wonderful time, Jim.
Yes.
Thank you for your support. Thank you to all of you.
Thank you, everyone.
Appreciate you very much.
Have a wonderful time. Good luck.
Et cetera, et cetera.
May all your dreams come true.
I won't. 500bymidnight.com is the website. Dear Tim and Michelle, questions can go to 500@gmail.com.
I did not say with all of your dreams coming true.
And of course, I know when I hear dreams.
I know.
If you'd like to leave us a voicemail message, we'd love to hear from you. 702-866-9494. That's going to do it for this week. Thanks for sticking with us. We will be back soon with another show. And until then, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.